getting started with Facebook Live. Some people are apprehensive about hosting a Facebook Live event, and there's no need for this. It is really simple to get started if you follow the advice in this video. We will explain exactly what you need to do. You must have a Facebook page already set up for your business. Trying to run an effective Facebook Live event with a personal Facebook account is not recommended. There are several advantages to having a free Facebook page, so if you don't have one yet, then create this first. You need the right equipment. While it is certainly possible to use your smartphone or tablet to host your Facebook Live event, there are better ways to do it. Modern mobile devices do have high-quality video recorders, but their microphones often leave a lot to be desired. Also, holding a mobile device in your hand when you are recording is undesirable, as you are going to produce a shaky video. You are running a business and want to enhance your brand, generate leads, and sales. So wouldn't you want to create the highest quality Facebook Live videos that you can? Nobody will expect you to create a Hollywood-style event, but they will appreciate high-quality video with no shaking and audio. If your video is poor quality, then people will leave the event quickly. The same goes for poor quality audio. Some guides suggest that you can use the built-in webcam and microphone in your laptop, but these tend to be of inferior quality. Be prepared to invest a little in good recording equipment. You can get a HD quality webcam for around $50 these days and a good quality USB microphone for around $100. Then there is the lighting in your home or business premises. Poor lighting will diminish the quality of your Facebook Live event, so invest in good lighting for less than $100. Test your internet connection. You want the best internet connection possible for a Facebook Live event. If you use Wi-Fi to connect to the internet, as many businesses do, then test your connection prior to commencing with your live event. If other people share your internet connection, then it is a good idea to ask them to refrain from downloads or any other bandwidth-intense activities while you are using Facebook Live. You can use a booster for your Wi-Fi network to boost a signal to where you are located if this is necessary. The last thing that you want to happen during your event is to lose your internet connection. If your Wi-Fi signal is weak, then this can cause your video to cut in or out, so make sure you have the strongest possible connection. It may be worth your while to use a direct cable connection to your router to eliminate the use of Wi-Fi. Consider third-party tools. Although you can create your Facebook Live events without the need for any other tools, a lot of businesses are finding that some third-party services help them to create a better live event. They can provide additional features such as more than one presenter, sharing your screen, adding custom graphics and titles. For example, you can use Zoom to stream your presentation to Facebook, which is good because Zoom offers better administrative tools for inviting people to join the event. Your event still happens under Facebook Live. It also has some good features that are not available with native Facebook Live streams. Create a plan for your event. We do not recommend that you wing it with Facebook Live. This is okay if you want to entertain your friends and family on your personal Facebook account, but it is far from ideal for a business presentation. You need to think about what you want to achieve with your live event. Will it be a one-off event, or will you create a series of events? Remember that you do not have to go live straight away with your event. You can use the scheduling feature to set up your Facebook Live event up to 7 days in advance. By scheduling your event for later, you will have the time to create a test event using the Facebook Live Producer feature. If you have never hosted a live event online before, then we strongly recommend that you take advantage of this feature. Give thought to the flow of your event presentation. Plan what you are going to say and do throughout the event. If you plan to invite guests to your event, then write an introduction script for this. You don't need to create a full script for your event if you don't want to. What we do recommend is that you create a list of things that you want to discuss. Reading from a script can look and sound unnatural, so just be guided by your discussion points list if you can. Another important decision is whether you will answer questions as they come up, or you tell your audience that you will answer them at the end of the main event. Question and answer sessions are usually very popular, so having a session at the end should increase your chances of people staying for the main event. Get ready for your live event. Make sure that you are prepared for your live event. There are a number of things that you can prepare for depending on the nature of your event. Lighting and background noise are always an important factor. If you are hosting the event in your home or office, then you will have control over your environment, and you can ensure good lighting and minimal background noise. With an event outdoors, this is not so easy, of course. Natural light is normally sufficient for a good stream, but it can be difficult to eliminate background noise. Choose your location carefully. Use a device like a tripod to hold your camera or mobile device steady when you are recording. Shaky video is not something that your followers want to see. Holding a microphone is okay if you are outdoors. For indoor shots, use a microphone stand. You want to keep distractions down to a minimum when you are recording your Facebook Live events. Let others know that they should not disturb you unless there is an emergency. Put your phone on silent, as continuous notification sounds can annoy viewers. There's nothing wrong with recording your Facebook Live event at home, but you need to be aware that distractions are more likely there if you have children and pets, for example. Although it can be amusing for kids or animals to show up unexpectedly in your live sessions, it is not the professional image that you want for your business. Time for your broadcast. At this point, you are ready for your live event. If you are using a third-party service, such as Zoom, you will need to follow the specific instructions from them to start your live event. For native Facebook Live events, follow these steps. If you are using a desktop or laptop computer, then log into your Facebook account and navigate to the Facebook page you have set up for your business. Scroll down until the Create Post box, and directly underneath this, there is another box with the first icon on the left called Live. Click on this and then decide if you're going to record now or schedule. You will then need to share to a page you manage from the drop-down menu. Use the second drop-down menu to choose your Facebook page. Now you can add a title for your live event and a description. This is very important, so use attractive copy here. After this, you tag people, add a feeling, add a donation button, and check into a location. If you want to make a test broadcast, always a good idea, then you will see an option for this at the bottom. By using this feature, you can test your presentation and interactive elements before you go live. With a mobile device, the steps are very similar. In the Composer page, just tap on Live to start the process. You can then add your title and description and do things like tag friends, add donation buttons, and add a feeling. When you go live. When you first start your Facebook Live event, you need to give your audience a small amount of time to join the event before you begin. Don't make this too long, or those that have already joined will become agitated. As people join your event, be sure to welcome them and say hello. Start the interaction here by asking people for their locations. You can also ask them what they want to achieve by attending your event. Look for the best comments from those that have joined your event and pin them so that they appear at the top of the comments box. Tell your audience that you will either take and answer questions as you go along, or have a specific Q&A session at the end of the main presentation. When it is time for you to end your event, be sure to thank people for attending and tell them that the event is ending. At the appropriate time, hit the finish button and your event will end. Scheduling a Facebook Live event. You can always schedule your Facebook Live event for up to 7 days in advance. Navigate to Publishing Tools and then select Video Library, and after this, hit Live. This will bring up a screen that contains your broadcasting credentials. If you are using a third-party service such as Zoom, then you will need to use the information on this page so that you establish a proper connection. You can write a persuasive title and description to entice people to attend your event now. Now go to the Facebook Live scheduling tool and hit schedule, which should be at the bottom right. You'll see a preview of your event here, and you can add an image, this is a good idea, as well as configure the date and time of your event. Apart from giving you more time to promote your Facebook Live event, scheduling will create a lobby where people that join your event 3 minutes before it starts can interact with each other. You can grab a link to your Facebook Live event and use this to publish details about it on your website or blog. If you have an email list, then you can send out emails with the link included to drive more viewers. People can ask for a reminder and then receive a notification a few minutes before your event is scheduled to go live. In the next video, we will discuss some great tips to help you create a great Facebook Live event.